First Lady been preaching at me. See, and I know you hear God telling you it's time for you to fast. I said, he not telling you? She said, no, he telling you. I said, why would you say he telling me? Because your body is under attack. And my body is under attack. Everything that represents spiritual walk is under attack in my life. My incline is under attack, representing my walk. My fingers are under attack, representing my works. My inside of my lips are under attack, representing the word that I minister. These things are under attack, not just in my life, but probably in your life too. And God is telling and asking us, whom you go serve, what side are you on? Are you on the side of faith? Or you are on the side of destruction? Well, I decide I'm going to stay on the side of faith. So therefore, regardless of what I go through, I'm going to keep it moving. Regardless of how I feel, I'm going to keep it moving. Regardless of what I see, what I hear, what I experience, I'm learning to keep it moving. The way I keep it moving, because I know you cannot please God without faith. And if I let the faith of God manifest in my life, then I might possibly please him. And at this time in our lives, he's the only one that we want to please. Because I found this out, Therese. If you please God, you please your wife. If you please God, you please your husband. If you please God, you please your girlfriend or your boy. If you please God, it's impossible for you not to please the person whom you're fellowshipping with. Not unless they decide they don't want the same God that you have. What do you do then? Then you got a problem. If you don't stand on the word, you got a problem. The word of God said the husband is sanctified by the wife, and the believing wife is sanctified by the believing husband. So, work on that one. There's no escape, right, Pastor? Whose side are you on? Are you on the side of righteousness? Or are you on the side of men? Who are you trying to please, God or men? And also you can put, who are you trying to please? Who are you trying to, God or you? Whose side are you on? Are you on your side or are you on God's side? There's a lot of things to answer, ain't it? Joshua, Pastor Keith, you ain't got this far yet, have you? Oh, good, hallelujah. I was going to do it anyway, but Joshua, the 24th chapter, we're going to start with the 14th verse. It's 11:29, Mr. Therese Greenwood. Probably got a stopwatch. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in what? Sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and what?
My
house, we're going to do what?
Serve
the Lord. There's only one way you can serve him, is by following him.
Amen.
By standing on the principles and the concepts of God's word. That's the only way you can serve him. You can say, as for me. Amen. See, now, that can get kind of deep, because normally we preach when, as for me and my household, we go serve the Lord. But it gets a little deeper here, because he's also saying, as for me and my natural man, I'm going to make him serve God. Because I'm going to bring him under subjection to the precepts of God's word. Which says, I shall put no other God before myself. People have, hold on to your seats now, people have made their people their gods.
Come on. Amen.
Well, we might as well go, I don't got my foot in it now. People have made Democrats and Republicans their gods.
Come on.
When God is just God all by himself.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
acting a fool on either side.
Yes.
And don't know what they're talking about anyway.
Right. Come on.
That's right.
Because of what they see.
Yes.
What they hear. And you know what it's really based on? What they feel.
Right.
I've gotten into more messes because of what I felt.
Yes.
Not because of what I knew, but because of what I felt. Emotionalism is running high in this campaign.
Yes, it is. All
right.
You have to make up in your mind whose side you're on. I'm on God's side.
Amen.
Nah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Nah.
So that leaves you on a bit of a dilemma, don't it? Because
yes.
Ain't neither one of them serving God.
Amen.
Oh, no, that man.
Yeah.
So where is that leaking us? I'm done. Pack up. Let's go. I can't say nothing else. Where does that leave us?
Right.
It leaves you in the hand of God.
Right.
God said, I'll lead you into all truths.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Amen.
Yes.
Every church, every household is divided against each other over this. And the Bible says that we can't be divided against each other. How can we stand if we're divided and separated?
Yeah, right.
Mentally, spiritually, yeah. Financially. Okay. Y'all awful quiet up in here. Joshua said, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in integrity.
Right.
And in truth, which is stability. What have you seen integrity and stability at? Messing y'all up this morning, ain't y'all?
Yes.
I heard somebody say they spit. Oh, what are you doing? I don't know what I'm going to do now. If you don't know now, you didn't know then. Amen. I'm about to put Pastor Ralford on the thing and vote for him.
Yes, yes.
As a write-in.
Yes, right.
God, my goodness. Oh, Jesus. But we have to make up our mind whose side we on. We on
yes.
God's side.
God.
Yes.
Side of integrity.
Amen.
Side of stability.
Amen.
Man, we in a mess, ain't we? And put away the gods which your fathers served. Now listen to this. I grew up in a household where when my mother finally decided she was going to give her heart and life to God, she decided she wanted to be a Baptist. I don't know if she was a Baptist when she moved from Mississippi, but that's where she started. She decided she wanted to be. And she decided that she wanted all of us to be Baptists. Well, I wasn't going to let them baptize me, so I figured I wasn't going to be no Baptist. And I was sick every Sunday morning, so I didn't have to go to church. Or I raised Cain, so she whipped me, so I didn't have to go. But I always figured out a way not to go to church. Because I didn't want to hear, you want to hear that? I'd rather watch Bugs Bunny. But it was her idea to make me a Baptist. Well, what I now that I understand, it wasn't her Baptist that she was. It was the God of the Baptist that she was serving.
All right.
Oh, man. I'm in trouble now. I gotta wiggle my way out of this one. So I decided at an early age that didn't seem right. I didn't know then what I know now, that I had decided I didn't want to serve my mother's God. Now, don't get me twisted. She figured she was serving Jehovah. But when a man's words become law, instead of God's word being the law, then that becomes your
God.
Man.
Whose side you on? We know on the other side of the flood, when it talks about Egypt, it's talking about what? Somebody blurted out. When you hear the word Egypt, you think of what?
Captivity.
That's a good one. I'll stop there, Russ. You act like you didn't want to say that. Thought I was going to get you, didn't you? I hear folks say you have to be held captive to your convictions. What if your convictions are wrong? Do you still be held captive to them? If they don't represent love, peace, goodness, righteousness, do you still allow yourself to be held captive to your convictions? You know what? Where's the bulletin? I read something in that bulletin that made me smile this morning. And it's something that I think we've been preaching all along. If you focus on results, you will never change. If you focus on change, you will get results. The problem is nobody wants to change. So we're not getting any results. So without results, there's no stability. No truth. Whose side are you on? Joshua says, if it seems evil to you, if it seems like it's going to ruin you or break you into pieces and come to nothing good to you to serve the Lord, to be on the Lord's side, then find you somebody else to serve. Well, that's what's happening. Folks are flip-flopping this way and that way. Because this God ain't appeasing them, so they go to this other one. This political ain't it. I'm finna stop. I got 20 minutes. You know what? That Elder Green, he laughed. Elder Green, man, he must think I'm funny. Nevertheless, choose you, meaning you have your own free will to choose. Now, I'm going to ask you all a very important question. Don't nobody raise your hand because I don't want you to be accused of lying. How many have actually researched whoever you are voting for? You have researched them. Y'all looking at me like I threw a brick at y'all. Make sure you talk to God. He said, you have not because you ask not. Ask him for advice. Ask him for the knowledge and the understanding that you need. Because in every decision you make, it must be through the Spirit and the Word of God.
Amen. Amen.
Don't have nothing to do with how we feel. What we... Baby, please. If I did what I thought half time, I'd been just shot up Detroit. You cut me off, I shoot you. You flip me off, I shoot you. How many understand what I'm saying? Now, I'm not going to do it. But that don't mean that the thought... If I acted on the thought, I'd be in a lot of trouble.
Amen.
Amen. Right.
So, choose you this day, or this hour, this moment, this second, whom you're going to serve. Or the word serve means to become a bond slave to. Now we know Paul said, for I am a servant, a doulos of Jesus Christ. Doulos meaning I am a bond slave of Jesus Christ. Paul decided he wasn't, I'm not going to go there, but he was going to be a slave to the gospel. I ain't never heard y'all this quiet before. Choose, pick, decide whom you will serve. Whether the gods of your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites. You know who Funny First Lady Funny? Now you know she grew up straight Baptist. And we do things different than Baptists do them. Absolutely different. How that happened, I have no idea. But the ministry we grew up in, Pastor Hyatt was very flamboyant. I was looking at him this morning. He was hilarious. You thought you were watching a movie star instead of a pastor. That's how flamboyant he was. His attitude was like, ain't nothing you can tell me that my God ain't who he is. That's confidence. You have to have confidence to choose you this day who you're going to serve. Are you going to serve God? Or are you going to serve man? When I say man, I'm talking about you. Whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell, just because you dwell with folks don't mean you have to serve the same thing they serve.
Amen.
How many ever heard when with the Joneses, he liked the Joneses? We had some Joneses on my block. When I was like the Joneses, I always stayed in trouble. I decided it was time for me to separate myself from the Joneses and figure out who I was.
Yeah. All right. Amen.
That's the truth. I was always fighting over something. Dumb stuff. Hey, when you're growing up, it don't seem dumb to you. It seemed like you doing the right thing. But I like what Joshua says. Joshua said, I don't care what my mother did. I don't care what my father did. I don't care what my brothers or my sisters did. I don't even care what I think at this moment. As for me, myself, and I, and my house, I haven't decided I'm going to serve the Lord. I am going to serve the Lord. Anything you decide you want to do, you got time to change your mind. As for me and my house, my works, my walk, my speech, my thoughts, my ideas, the principles that are in my life, I'm going to make them serve God, because in him I live, move, and have my being, and I can do all things through him because he has strengthened me to do them. So I found out whose side I'm going to be on. And then the song, who's on the lower side, or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
Where do you stand? If you wait on me to tell you to vote for, you might as well get up and go to lunch. Ain't that kind of political message. There's a lot of other things going on in our life besides all this garbage going around us that we need to decide whose side we're on.
Amen.
We need to decide whose side we're on our workplaces, in our homes, when we're driving down the street, when we're in the grocery store, whatever we're doing, when we're at restaurants, we need to decide whose side are we on. We must be on the Lord's side. The Lord's side means that we are a peculiar people and a royal priesthood selected and chosen by God. That means you got to think differently. That means you got to see things differently. That means you got to hear things differently. If you hear them the same way as the person that ain't serving the same God you're serving standing next to you, then you need to decide whose side you're on. As for me and this vessel, I'm going to serve the Lord. And the way I'm going to serve the Lord, because it's the revealed God. And Jesus is going to live through me and serve the Father. So that I can say, I got news for you, Brother Tony. You looking at me, but you actually looking at the Father.
Come on.
Amen.
Because I'm standing in Jesus. Whose side you on? Go to Luke 16:13. What does it say there?
Serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon.
See, you got to decide. You got to decide whose side you want. You can't serve two. You only serve one. You can't serve two masters. The master represents anything that's controlling your thoughts, your ideas, or the principles that you learned in God. That's your master. You can't serve two. What's he saying? If you get supernatural on it, it says you can't serve you and God at the same time. Because you will always be in controversy with God. Because man has enmity with God. So you are always be in conflict with God if you try to serve you and serve God. My Bible tells me if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything that you strive for shall be added unto you. Not just goods, but supernatural things. Knowledge and understanding.
Man, right.
Man. Okay. Yeah. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will stand devoutly by the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Mammon is your earthly possessions or anything else you trust in and rely on instead of God.
Right.
Think about it. God bless you. How many things do you rely on instead of God? I've learned a lot of life lessons, boy. I figured it out, mother relative, that my strengths don't work. It's all about the knowledge that you have ascertained through the things that you have experienced in your life. Right. The things I have experienced in my life has taught me that there's only one way for me to go, and that's to serve God.
Yes.
If I choose any other road, there's going to be roadblocks that I can't get around, obstacles that I can't get through. But I found this out, that as long as I'm serving God and I'm upholding His word, there's no obstacle too great. There's no roadblock that I can't tear down. I found out, Sister Michelle, I can't do it in myself. I can only do it through God. And we're spending so much time trying to do things in ourselves because of our experiences, instead of letting our experiences create a place of hope and faith in our lives.
Yeah.
The political message in this is, you can't serve you and God. I found out I couldn't serve me and God at the same time. And it wasn't going to work. Because my thoughts are not His. My ideas are not His. That's why when He said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest, I ran. Because I found out in the midst of that rest was the principles and the concepts of God that would actually change my character and my nature. So that it didn't become a task to decide whose side I was on. You know what? My body knows whose side I'm on. Because if it gets sick, it can't stop me from serving God. If it gets emotional, it can't stop me from praising Him. You have to teach your body whose side you're on. Because a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Whose side are you on? You can't serve two masters. Some scientific report said women have two brains. Is that what they said? What? A right and a left side? And men only have one side. A left side. We only have a left side. They've been smoking crack a long time. They ain't just stuck. They've been smoking crack a long time. I'm going to read that one alone because we are outnumbered. I said all that to say this. Whose side are you on? Are you on the Lord's side or are you on your side? Pray about every decision that you make. I don't care how useless you think it is, how great you think it is, pray about it.
Amen.
We stop praying, we just start acting. Everybody stand. You know, I like that scripture that we quote all the time. It says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus. Because God wrote that down to me. He says, normally we don't like to use I because you hear I is the little middle while in sin. Because usually when you say I, it's talking about you. But it's important in this particular scripture because now you're saying I. I am determined that in Him I'm going to do all things. That means that the word I in this particular verse means that you have decided to surrender yourself to the knowledge and the power of God. So that nothing can stand in your way from accomplishing the blessings of God in your life. It says, run this race with patience, which I have very little of. And God's been trying to teach me for the last 30-something years. But I actually found out I'm more patient with you than I am with me. Whose side are you on? I'm on the Lord's side.
Amen.
Come low water, high water, storm or not, I'm gonna be on the Lord's side. Amen. And don't be telling, it don't be the devil telling folks to commit suicide, it be them telling themselves. They have convinced themselves that they have nothing else to live for. That has got to be the worst horrible feeling in the world. Because I've been there. When you tell yourself that you have nothing else to live for, there's only one way out. But it's not really out. It's just taking you into something else that you wish you would have never got into.
Amen.
So we have to make up our minds. Side we on. I'm on God's side.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to pray this morning. I want you to take somebody by the hand. We need God in this time in our lives, in this end time, the last days, whatever we want to call it. We've been in it for a while. It ain't just started. Folks don't want to believe that we've actually been in the last days since Paul first announced it.
Right.
So that's why Jesus said, no man know the day, when, the hour, when he's when he coming back.
Kiliandro boko shiki obobo shanda kayabata shili obo shia bakashanda. Remember my children, for I am the Lord your God. And I have picked you out, and I have chosen you to become a part of something greater than yourself. I've chosen you out to sit in the heavenly places with me. So be not dismayed about the messages that you hear, the messages of fear and dismay that causes you to choose. But be on the Lord's side, even as my servant Joshua was. He was not moved by what he saw in the Amorites. He was not moved what he saw in the Girgashites, but he was moved by my word. Remember that the government rests upon my shoulder. I am the one who supplies all your needs. Man says this and man says that, but man cannot supply. Only I, the Lord your God, shall supply. And those that choose my side, I will make a way where there seemeth to weep be no way. I will open up windows of heaven that you do not know. I will create rams and bushes that you know not of. Neither does any man know. But I, the Lord your God, for I am the way maker. I am the supplier. I am the one who led my children out of bondage into the light. And I have led by my son who have called you together into one body and one spirit, into one unity, where all the blessings flow down from, they flow down from him into you. For I am the Lord your God, and I am the way maker and the sanctifier. I have set you aside that you might know my name and the blessings contained in it, saith the Lord. Father, in your name, Lord, we've just heard and we thank you for that message, Lord God. Lord, I ask you to strengthen those that they be not fearful about what they hear, but they look ever to the salvation, the salvation of their faith, Lord God. The sanctifier and the deliverer, the one who knows all and controls all things, Lord God, that we might be confident and not moved by what we hear and what we see, but that we see the word who is a light to our path and foundation to our feet, Lord God. Lord God, I bind that mindset of fear, Lord God, that they might be able to hear from you, Lord God, that we all hear from you, Lord God, to move in the direction that you would have us to move, Lord God, in spite of the circumstances. Lord God, I ask you that you bless those with the needs that they have need of, because you are a mighty God, and we thank you for answering those prayers, all those supplications, Lord God, including the choices that we have to make, not only political, but Lord God, domestic and job related also, Lord God, knowing that you are our answer and that you are our deliverer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The word of God says, if there's any sick among you, call upon the elders. If there are any sick in here this morning, you need God to move for you. I need you to come stand across the front. First of all, I want all the elders to come stand across the front facing out towards the audience.